A new spirit is rising among us. If it is, let us trace its movements and pray that our own inner being may be sensitive to its guidance. For we are deeply in need of a new way beyond the darkness that seems so close around us. Over the past 2 years, as I have moved to break the betrayal of my own silences, and to speak from the burnings of my own heart, as I have called for radical departures from the destruction of Vietnam, many persons have questioned me about the wisdom of my path. At the heart of their concerns, this query has often loomed large and loud. Why are you speaking about the war, Dr. King? Why are you joining the voices of dissent? Peace and civil rights don't mix, they say. Aren't you hurting the cause of your people, they ask. And when I hear them, though I often understand the source of their concern, I am nevertheless greatly saddened, for such questions mean that the inquirers have not really known me, my commitment or my calling. Indeed, their questions suggest that they do not know the world in which they live. In the light of such tragic misunderstanding, I deem it of signal importance to try to state clearly, and I trust concisely, why I believe that the path from Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, the church in Montgomery, Alabama, where I began my pastorate, leads clearly to this sanctuary tonight. I come to this platform tonight to make a passionate plea to my...
That was a piece of the speech that Martin Luther King gave on this day in 1967, his famous speech at Riverside, where he stood up and opposed the Vietnam War, linking the struggles of poor people, the struggles of civil rights, and the struggle against war together on this day, April the 4th, in 1967. Just a year later, Martin Luther King, on this day in 1968, was brutally assassinated. And, of course, we will reflect on his life later in this program with the Reverend Brad Braxton and Dr. Peniel Joseph as we look at the life of Martin Luther King and what it means for the 21st century. But on this day, he was not only assassinated, on this day he gave the speech a year before against the war in Vietnam, helping to build a movement against that war and broadening that movement against that war. On this day, in 1818, it's an interesting thing that happened. This is the day the U.S. Congress decided what the U.S. flag should look like. There would have 13 red and white stripes, and that for every state coming to the Union, there would be a new star placed on the flag on 4th of July after that state came in. And those 13 stripes representing, of course, the 13 colonies that rebelled against the British Crown. On this day, the first woman ever to be elected mayor of a city in the United States was elected in Argonia, Kansas. Susanna Salter was elected, the first woman elected as mayor. Way before women's right to vote came up. On this day in 1949, NATO was established as their bulwark, they say, in the West against the Soviet Union. Was established on this day in 1949. And on this day begins the Apollo program in 1968 that launched Apollo 6. And talking about corporate giants, Microsoft was born on this day as a partnership between Paul Allen and Bill Gates in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We lost a great activist. A great activist was born on this day, Dorothy Dix, born on this day, as was Maya Angelou in 1928. And on this day we lost, besides Martin Luther King, Adam Clayton Powell passed away this day in 1972, as did the great American artist Elizabeth Catlett. We'll have a connection to her on our website. She's 96 years old when she died. She was a sculptor and a printmaker, but she was a powerful, radical thinker. And she fought for the rights of women, fought for the rights of African Americans. And when she went to Mexico, she was barred from the U.S. By the McCarthy era because of her political activism, moved and lived the rest of her life in Mexico. One of our great artists and political activists, somebody who epitomizes how you can marry your art with building a new world. And on this day, we lost the great film critic, Roger Ebert. And that's this day in history, April the 4th. You can see the rest of our day in history by just visiting the SteinerShow.org website. We'll come right back in just a moment with our guests, John Nichols from The Nation magazine and Brenton Mock from ColorLines.com to talk about the McCutcheon decision. Stay with us.